Abraham was going on a journey to a distant land so far away. God told him to leave his country, and I'll make you the father of nations. So Abraham left his father's family. He believed what God had told him that day. He packed up his stuff, his wife and children, and set out for the land called Canaan. Abraham was going on a journey to a distant land so far away. God told him to leave his country, and I'll make you the father of nations. God told Abram, you'll have many children, as many as the stars and sand of the sea. I'll bless and protect you on your journey, but to enter into the promise, you must trust me. Abram was going on a journey to a distant land so far away. God told him to leave his country, and I'll make you the father of nations. Without hesitation, Abram set out, heading for the land of promise. Abram took his brother's son named Lot, but later went to different places. In the land of Shechem, God appeared there to Abram. God said, I'm giving this land unto your children. But then there was famine in the land of Canaan. So Abram and his family moved on down to Egypt. Down in Egypt, Abram became very rich, and Lot chose then to move to wicked Sodom. But then the Lord spoke again to Father Abraham. He said, now look, go around you, all this land is yours. Abraham was gone on a journey to a distant land so far away. God told him to leave his country, and I'll make you the father of nations. man of faith, but he surely wasn't perfect. He even had a lying spirit in him, and yet Father God still loved him, and yet Father God still loves us.